Masechet Truma, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, saw a Truma asher naflo lemea. He saw a Truma that fell into 100 of Hulin, that the Truma had less than 1% of the mixture, and therefore the Truma is batal. But you have to lift out one saw from the mixture to be given to the Kohen like we had previously. Polo hispik lahagbia ach nafla acheres harezu asura Rabbi Shimon Mata. Before the person had a chance to lift out a saw to give it to the Kohen, another saw of Truma fell in and got mixed in. So now the Truma is more than 1% of the mixture. The mixture is now usur. Even though we had in the previous Mishnah that if once you lift out the saw to be given to the Kohen, another saw of Truma falls in and gets mixed in, that the second saw of Truma would be batal as well, and the mixture would be mutter to a non-Kohen. But in this case, since you did not yet lift out the saw to be given to the Kohen, when a second saw of Truma falls in, the entire mixture is also. While Rabbi Shimon argues, Rabbi Shimon is matir. According to Rabbi Shimon, even though the second saw of Truma fell in before you had a chance to lift out a saw to be given to the Kohen, the mixture is mutter. And Mephoshim explained that Rabbi Shimon would agree that if the second saw of Truma fell in before you knew that the first saw of Truma had fallen in, that you did not know even one saw fell in, and then a second saw fell in, and only after the second saw fell in did you find out that two saw of Truma had fallen in and got mixed in. In such a case, Rabbi Shimon admits that the mixture is also. Rabbi Shimon is discussing a case where after the first saw of Truma fell in, you knew that it fell in, but you did not have a chance yet to lift out the saw to give it to the Kohen when a second saw of Truma also fell in. According to Rabbi Shimon, we have a klal, kol ha'ayme litrum kitarum dummy. Anything that you're about to lift out, it's as if you lifted it out already. As Rabbi Shimon also holds elsewhere, kol ha'ayme lizro kizarum dummy. Anytime you're about to be zarek dam of a korban, it's as if you are already zarek the dam of the korban. So here also, since you know that the saw of Truma fell in, and you're about to lift out the saw to be given to the Kohen, even though you did not yet lift out the saw to give it to the Kohen, it's as if you already lifted it out. So therefore, when the second saw of Truma falls in, the second saw of Truma is also buckled. And just like we had in the previous Mishnah, that once you lift out the saw to be given to the Kohen, if the second saw of Truma falls in, the second saw of Truma is also buckled. So too, in this case, even though you didn't yet lift out the saw, since you are about to lift out the saw, it's as if you lifted it out already, and when the second saw of Truma falls in, it would also be batal, according to Rabbi Shimon. Saka Truma is parakeh, Mishnah Tassah, Truma, Shanafla, Lamea, Vitachna, Upechzu. A saw Truma that fell into 100 of Chulin. So the Truma is batal with less than 1% of the mixture, and the mixture is mutter to a non-Kohen. And after the Truma became batal, you ground the entire mixture, and the bran fell away. And now it's less than 100. Would we say that the Truma is no longer batal since it's now less than 100? The Mishnah tells us, Kishen shepichsu achulin, kach pichsa ha-truma umutter. Just like there's less chulin after you ground it, so too there's less Truma after the mixture was ground, and therefore the Truma would still be batal, and the mixture is mutter. So our Truma shenafla lepachas meimea. A saw Truma that fell into less than 100 of chulin. So the Truma is more than 1% of the mixture, and therefore the mixture is authored to a non-Kohen. Bitachnan v'hosiru. And after the Truma got mixed in, you ground the entire mixture, and now there's more than 100. Would we say now the Truma is batal, since now there's more than 100 after you ground it? The Mishnah tells us that's not the case. Kishen shehosiru hachulin kach hosira hatruma v'asur. Just like after you ground it, there's more than 100 of chulin. The chulin became more after you ground it, so too the truma became more after you ground it. So the truma would still be more than 1% of the mixture, and therefore the mixture remained forbidden to a non-Kohen. In yedua shachitin shachulin yapot mishal truma mut. But if you know for a fact that the wheat of chulin is a better wheat and has less bran than the wheat of truma, in such a case it would be mutter. Even though when the truma first got mixed in with the chulin, the truma was more than 1% of the mixture. But after you ground the entire mixture, there's less truma than there was before. And the truma is not such a good wheat and has a lot of bran. And when you grind it, the bran falls away. So now the truma would be less than 1% of the mixture. Since the chulin has less bran and less of the chulin, fell away. So it would be mutter after you ground it, and the truma is less than 1%. Even though originally when the truma fell in, it was asur, now that you ground it, it is mutter. And even the chatzchila, you can go ahead and grind it in order to cause the truma to be less than 1% of the mixture. And even though normally we say ema balan isa lechatzchila, you can't take something that's asur and cause it to be batal. And here you're going ahead and grind it, causing the truma to become batal in the chulin. The answer is because since the brand of truma is more than the brand of chulin, we discount the brand. And therefore, originally when the truma fell in, it was really less than 1% of the mixture. Since we're discounting the brand, and there's more brand of truma than there is brand of chulin, so therefore you can go ahead and grind it, causing the truma to be less than 1% of the mixture, and it would be mutter. As opposed to in the first place, where the truma fell into 100, and you ground it, and now there's less than 100, that the Mishnah says that it's mutter, because just like there's less chulin, there's also less truma. And the Mishnah does not say that if the wheat of truma is a better wheat than the wheat of chulin, that after you grind it, more of the chulin fell away and less of the truma fell away. So then after you grind it, the truma would be more than 1% of the mixture, and it would be awesome. The Mishnah does not say that in the first case. The reason being is because the bran of chulin would help to be mabatul the truma. Even though we said that when it comes to the truma being batul in the chulin, we discount the bran of truma. But we do not discount the bran of chulin. So therefore, in the first case, where the truma fell into 100 of chulin, even if there's more bran of chulin than there is bran of truma, that doesn't make a difference, because the bran of chulin will help be mabatul the truma. So therefore, in the first case, even if after you grind it, more of the chulin fell away and the truma is now more than 1% of the mixture, it would still be mutter. And since when the truma fell in, it was less than 1% of the mixture, it doesn't make a difference that after you grind it, the truma is more than 1%. And once the truma falls in and is batal, it will remain batal even if you take away some of the chulin and the truma becomes more than 1% of the mixture. So truma, shenaflo lepachas meimeh, v'achakach naflo yisham chulin. A soft truma that fell into less than 100 of chulin, so the truma is more than 1% of the mixture, and the entire mixture would be offered to a non-Kohen. And afterwards, some more chulin fell into the mixture, and now the truma is less than 1% of the mixture. Im shogeg mutter. If the chulin fell in, be shogeg. Accidentally, some more chulin fell in, he did not do so deliberately. In such a case, even though originally the truma was not batal, now that more chulin fell in, and the truma is less than 1%, it would be batal, and a non-Kohen would be allowed to eat the mixture. The imazid asur. But if you deliberately added some chulin into the mixture in order to cause the truma to be less than 1% and be batal, in such a case, the mixture would be asur, and you did something that's forbidden. You're not allowed to go ahead and add chulin to cause the truma to be batal. The aim of batlin is to lechatchila. You're not allowed to go ahead and take an iser and cause it to be batal. And since you did an iser, the rabbana penalize you and say that since you did it deliberately, the truma would not be batal and only a kohen would be allowed to eat the mixture.